From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting no let-up in violence on the streets of Israel. The wave of violence continues as Israelis shot dead three Palestinians they said had attacked them with knives Saturday in Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Hebron. An Israeli police spokesperson said a 16-year-old Palestinian drew a knife on officers in Jerusalem when they stopped him to ask for identification after a bystander said he was behaving suspiciously. She said the officers shot and killed the teenager after he tried to stab them. This incident took place near where two Palestinian men boarded a bus earlier in the week and began shooting and stabbing passengers, killing two. Elsewhere Saturday, Israel's military said an Israeli pedestrian shot and killed a Palestinian who tried to stab him in the West Bank city of Hebron. The military said the Palestinian was shot dead before he could harm the man. Later, police said a Palestinian woman stabbed a female officer at a border police base in Hebron before the officer shot her dead. The officer's hand was slightly wounded. Over the past month, eight Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks, most of them stabbings. In that time, 39 Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire, including 18 labeled by Israel as attackers, the rest in clashes with Israeli troops. Migrants streaming across the Balkans reached Slovenia Saturday, diverted overnight by the closure of Hungary's border with Croatia and the latest demonstration of Europe's disjointed response to the flow of people reaching its borders. Hungary's right-wing government declared its southern frontier with Croatia off-limits to migrants, blocking entry with a metal fence and razor wire. This is VOA News.